Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. It is presented by our God-ordained ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. I would like to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and all of our devoted prayer partners and supporters. We are successful today and blessed because of you and your participation and your support. Today is Monday. It is September the 5th, 2016, and today we are celebrating Labor Day. So God bless each and every one of you all. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our radio broadcast entitled, again, Come Together for a Change. Now, you may listen to our broadcast wherever you are via your telephone by simply dialing 646-200-0578. At this time, I'm going to ask you to do yourself a favor as well as myself and call one of your neighbors, your best friend, your co-workers, your family members, and let them know Come Together for Change is on the radio right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Amen. Now, we truly have an awesome blessing prepared for you straight from heaven today. So please get out your pen, get out your notepad, your Bible, your plate and fork, your napkin, and your open mindset so that you can receive your spiritual food for today. I have a question to ask you. Do you need a miracle in your life for something that seems impossible? Know this, we serve the all-powerful God. And he can create something out of nothing. He can make a way when there seems to be no way and open doors that seemed to be closed forever. Remember, you were created in the image of Almighty God. There is power in your words, and there is power when you are in agreement with him. So start saying what God says about your situation. Speak life to your broken dreams today. Speak hope into the hopeless places. Keep an attitude of faith and expectancy because God will turn things around for you and create something out of nothing. God is your ever-present help because he is forever faithful to his word. So today, continue to trust God for whatever you need in this spiritual journey of life today. Our topic for today is understanding temptations. Understanding temptations. Our main scripture will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse, and it reads as follows. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. Now at this time, I also would like to read our inspiration for this week, which was written by our own host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. And this is what he wrote. Everyone has times in life when they feel like they are going through the fire, so to speak, or they feel overwhelmed with everyday life. If that's you today, understand that God is going to bring you through those challenges. He's going to bring you through the fire and the flood into a place of abundance and victory. We serve a God of more than enough, and He desires, and His desire is to always make sure that you have whatever you need to be successful and victorious in every area of your life. So just remember what John 10 says, that Jesus came so that we can have life, abundant life. He wants you to have an abundance of resources, an abundance of wisdom, an abundance of peace, everything you need. Open up your heart and thank God for His goodness. Begin to receive His promises by faith. Let your praise open the door for Him to move on your behalf so He can take you to a place of abundance in every area of your life. Amen. At this time, it is time to receive your special blessing from God for this week. It certainly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing, beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Talia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come to you another afternoon and to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. And because He is alive, we can reach out to Him by faith, and we can read His word, and we can do the things that He will have us to do. And we can be successful, and we can be overcomers, and we can be victorious if we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not what we see, but what we know is what we are willing to do. And we just thank God for this opportunity. And we're going to be discussing this evening understanding temptations, because very often in life we are all faced with temptations. Whether we are good or whether we are bad, we are faced with temptations. And temptations come to pull us down. But if we are Christians, temptations come to try our faith. If we are believers, temptations come to see what we will do and how we will respond to them. Even Jesus was tempted of the enemy. Even Jesus was led by the Spirit. So we see that the Spirit will lead us into temptations, as it were. And therefore, the text we read this evening said, they have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but ye will with the temptation make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Now, that is important to hear, because it says that He will make a way of escape that you will be able to bear it, because no temptation have taken you but such that is common to man. And God's purpose is to help us to bear every temptation. God's purpose is to help us to overcome temptations, because all of us will be tempted. All of us will go through persecutions. In 2 Timothy 3:12 it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecutions. We will suffer persecutions. We will suffer temptations. What are temptations? Temptation is the act of tempting or the state of being tempted. Something that tempts. It is to persuade to do something that is sinful, illegal, or foolish. You say, well, why do we have to go through it? We have to go through it because there are lessons to learn. Then let us look at St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 11. And we will see that Jesus had to go through this temptation. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 11.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and sitteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him shalt thou serve. And then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Amen. Now, first thing we have to see in this text in verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So we see that Jesus himself had to overcome temptation. Jesus himself was brought into a situation where he had to make a commitment, where he had to understand that he had to be able to overcome the flesh. He had to overcome the things of the enemy. And we see the first thing that Jesus had to overcome, he was tempted, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the devil came to him three times, and Jesus was able to resist all three temptations, and then the devil left him. It's important for us to understand that we walk by faith and not by sight. Though we will have the feelings or we'll be tempted in the flesh, though we'll be tempted, we have to understand that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. And even though the scripture says it, that God is faithful, who will not suffer us to be tempted above that we are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that he may be able to bear it. Do you believe that? God is able to make a way of escape. Even Jesus, when he was tempted, was able to overcome his temptations. How did he overcome his temptations? Do you mind looking at the text again and understanding what Jesus did? Jesus said, it is written. Every time the devil came to him and tried to overcome him, he said, it is written. So we see that God understood the importance of the word, because we are supposed to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now Jesus understood the word of truth, and because he understood the word of truth, he was able to overcome the temptations of the enemy. You can only overcome the temptations of the enemy when you are willing to know what the Word says. You are willing to listen to the Word. Wherefore shall a young man correct his ways, but by taking heed thereto according to thy word, with thy whole word have I fought thee. Let me not depart from thy temptation. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We have to be able to learn the word. We have to be able to hide the word in our heart, because it says that thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Now Jesus was able to hide the word in his heart. Therefore he knew what the word said. That's why he was able to say, it is written. Do you know the word sufficiently to be able to overcome the enemy? Do you know the word sufficiently to be able to fight against the powers of darkness when they come to pull you down? Do you know the word sufficiently? When you know the word, you are able to be an overcomer. When you know the word, you can walk by faith and not by sight. When you know what the word says, you don't have to be afraid of the enemy. You can walk in peace. In James chapter 1, in James chapter 1, verse 2, it says something there that is rather interesting. James chapter 1, verse 2, 3 and 4.
My brethren, count it our joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Yeah, now you see this. Let patience have a perfect work. And hear what James said. Look, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Can we count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations? Can we count it all joy when we see that we are tempted? Can we count it all joy when there are things that would pull us down? But then there are temptations. As we said before, temptations are opportunities to cause us to sin, to transgress, to do sinful acts, to do things that are not right. And how is it that the word would say, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of our faith worketh patience? All patience have got to be tested. All patience have got to be tried. We have got to understand how to overcome every temptation. That is why the word says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the train of your faith work of patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In verse 12 it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. It also goes on to say, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So we see that the devil will come to tempt us, but we have got the victory through the word of God. We have got the victory when we know the word of God. We have got the victory when we are able to say that we know what the word says. As Jesus said when he was tempted, it is written. We have got to know what the word says to be able to overcome temptations. We have got to know what the word says in order to stand fast and unmovable. We have got to know. We have to have a knowledge of the word, because if we don't have a knowledge of the word, we cannot be successful. And God wants us to know that we can be successful through understanding the word, through understanding what the word says. The word in Psalm 119 verse 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And in verse 130, it says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So despite the circumstances, despite the trials, despite the persecutions, we have an anchor. We know that if we live in the word, if we could rest in the word, if we could live in the word, that we could more than conquerors, knowing that the entrance of thy word giveth light, knowing that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto thy path. So once we know the word, we are more than successful. We are more than overcomers. But when we don't know the word, the devil will try to trip us up. He couldn't trip up Jesus because Jesus kept saying, it is written, it is written. And we today can be successful if we can keep saying, it is written. If we can know what the word says, we can be successful. And God wants to grant us the victory over every temptation, over every problem. He wants us to be understanding what the word says. In 1 Peter 2:9, you hear the word says, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. So God will allow us to go through the temptation. You know, as the word said, that with God will with the temptation make a way of escape for us to be able to bear it. He's not going to take the temptation away. You say, Lord, why you allow me to go through these temptations? Lord, why you allow me to go through these strange trials? Why you allow me to go through this persecution? He is not allowing you to go through that to hurt you, but he is allowing you to go through that you may find a way of escape to be able to bear it. He's not trying to persecute you. He's not trying to cause you to go under. No, but if you can just bear the temptations, he's giving you the trials that you should be able to bear them, right? He's giving you along the trials to come that you should conquer it all joy. He wants you to come into a position where you can conquer it all joy despite the circumstances. Temptations are a very important part of the Christian life. In James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you've got to learn to resist the devil. If you're going to be an overcomer, there's got to be pressure put on you so that you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. And in Psalms 34:19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So God is able to deliver you out of every temptation. You may be going through some serious temptations today, and you're saying to yourself, I don't know if I can overcome. But I want to suggest to you today that you are more than a conqueror. You can overcome. You don't have to let the devil defeat you. You don't have to allow the devil to confuse you in your mind. No. The scripture in 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. So even though you will go through persecution, even though you will suffer temptation, even though your faith will be tried, know this, that God is able, he is faithful, he is able to give you the strength to overcome. You want the power to overcome? Oh, you need to know, because Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you should be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. So don't be led, don't let the devil fool you into believing that the temptations are not for you. Don't let the devil try to make you believe. In 1 Peter 5:10 it says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you establish, make you perfect. God wants to make us perfect, but the only real perfection can come is when you are willing to face up to your temptations. The only real deliverance will come is when you are able, like Jesus was. Jesus said, "It is written," and you have a right to be able to know the word. You have a right to be able to say, "It is written." You have a right to be able to look at every situation you face and submit to God and resist the devil. If you learn to resist the devil, he shall flee from you. That's what the word says. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Are you willing to resist the devil today? Are you willing to see the devil flee from you? Are you willing to walk by faith? Are you willing to rise to a new level of faith? Are you willing to see God do something for you today? God wants to bring you out just like Jesus was brought out when the devil tempted him. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, so you will be led to be tempted by the devil. But you don't have to overcome. You don't have to be a failure. You have to know that God has given you the strength. And that's why the word says, conquer all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, regardless of the circumstances. Know this, that God is with you, and he's able to help you to overcome. Are you ready to overcome? Are you willing to see a new challenge? Are you willing to see the devil flee from you as you speak to him? You need to speak to him today and let him know that you are not afraid of him, that you are willing. You are willing to overcome every temptation because you're walking by faith and not by sight. I want to pray with you that God will give you the courage and the strength. You may be going through some things right now, but I want you to know that God is able to help you to overcome. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now on behalf of those who are listening to me this evening, those who are going through temptations, those who have been fighting, those who the devil has been oppressing, those who the devil has been persecuting, those who the temptations have been strong on, but your word says, conquer it all joy. Grant them the courage and the strength to conquer it all joy, that they should overcome every temptation, and that they should walk by faith, and that they should know that greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world, and that they should know that the devil cannot overcome them, and they have got to be able to resist the devil and cause them to flee. In the name of Jesus, grant them the courage to resist the devil, to overcome every sickness, to overcome every addiction, to overcome everything that the devil will bring. Oh, Lord Jesus, grant them the courage. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping them to overcome. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. I pray that you were blessed unmeasurable with the word of God today that came from the host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. And we also want to thank each and every one of you. This is September, and we thank everyone that's having a birthday this month of September as well. Now, our mail-in address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553 in Henderson, Nevada, 89009. We want you to be able to reach out to us and let us know if you have any questions. If you are in need of prayer or counseling at any time, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Again, thank you for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you were blessed, and we know that you were, and that you will truly have a life-changing prayer answered glorious week until we meet again next Monday on September the 12th, 2016 at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So call a friend, call a neighbor, a coworker, but let them know that we will be on so that they can call in And the number to call is 646-200-0578. Now just begin to thank God for his provision in your life and move forward in confidence and strength, knowing that God is with you.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.